Yes, probably.
Short meeting, as sure as we can make it, and we'd just love to see you there. So, thanks.
Thanks, Kathy. And also, Irene Schultz has had her hip replacement done and is now in the Sundry Hospital, and Lita has a card that, if you haven't signed it before now, maybe you could do before you leave today, so we could give it to her and she'll know we're all thinking about her. And Corrine has an announcement about the Prayer Bowl, please.
Happy Mother's Day, mothers. I came up yesterday to get the old cradle roll because we're running out of spaces and I wanted to see what size to make all those little rectangles and everything. And in my mailbox when I got it was this envelope, and I took it home and it was the cutest baby picture I've ever seen. And I had it sitting up in the corner of the cradle roll all day and wishing we could put real baby pictures in our on our cradle roll. But everybody's baby here is the cutest baby you've ever seen. So you can't do that. But we got the brainwave this morning that maybe we could make, if you'd all bring cute baby pictures, and the only stipulation would they have to be on one of our cradle rolls. And we'll just put little ones around on our cradle roll. So if everyone with babies could please bring cute little baby pictures, and we'll scan them to the size we want. So thank you.
Thanks, Green. I'm sure if mothers don't bring them, grandmothers will. Yeah. Are there any more announcements?
There's also a reminder in the bulletin that our intention is to obtain for our sanctuary a grand piano. So that is in the bulletin. You can read it there. And our church is looking for everyone's support in obtaining a grand piano for our sanctuary, which is one of our aims. We worship us. We come now before his gracious presence in silence. We read in Psalm 67, "May God be gracious to us and bless us, and make his face shine upon us, that your ways may be known on earth, your salvation among all nations." Margaret Brown was designated to choose our choruses for today, and Margaret is still fighting this cold, this chest complaint, this wheezy problem that she's been fighting for a long, long time. So Margaret wasn't able to do it. So instead for today, we're going to have an approach hymn. And so we will stand and we will sing "To the Glory of God," the hymn number 87. And we will sing verses 1, 3, 4 and 6. Follow the screen and you can't go wrong. Let us bow our heads and join together in prayer. Let us pray. Almighty God, our gracious, loving Father, we come before you with humble, thankful hearts. We are humble, Lord, because we acknowledge that you are our Lord, you are our God, you are our Creator, you are the Creator of all things. And we are thankful, Father, because you look down upon us with compassion and mercy, and you bestow upon us so many wonderful things in our lives, that we come before you this day, gracious Lord, to worship you. And so we pray, gracious Father, in this time of worship, that you will accept the praise that we bring as we seek to lift high the name of Jesus, to bring honor and glory to your precious name. And we pray, gracious Father, in this time of worship, that you will open our hearts and open our minds, and that each of us, Lord, may hear your voice as you speak to us that special word, Lord, that you have for every single one of us. We come, Lord, in the name of Jesus, and we pray as Jesus taught us to pray, as we say together, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen.
Our scripture reading this morning is taken from Revelation chapter 21, reading verse 10 and then going to 22 through into verse 5 in the next chapter. And he carried me away in the spirit to a mountain great and high, and showed me the holy city Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God. I did not see a temple in the city, because the Lord God Almighty and the Lamb are its temple. The city does not need the sun or the moon to shine on it, for the glory of God gives it light, and the Lamb is its lamp. The nations will walk by its light, and the kings of the earth will bring their splendor into it. On no day will its gates ever be shut, for there will be no night there. The glory and honor of the nations will be brought into it. Nothing impure will ever enter it, nor will anyone who does what is shameful or deceitful, but only those whose names are written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Then the angel showed me the river of the water of life, as clear as crystal, flowing from the throne of God and of the Lamb down the middle of the great street of the city. On each side of the river stood the tree of life, bearing 12 crops of fruit, yielding its fruit every month. And the leaves of the tree are for the healing of the nations. No longer will there be any curse. The throne of God and of the Lamb will be in the city, and his servants will serve him. They will see his face, and his name will be on their foreheads. There will be no more night. They will not need the light of a lamp or the light of the sun, for the Lord God will give them light, and they will reign forever and ever. And if you'll follow me, our responsive reading is taken from Psalm 67. May the peoples praise you, O God. May all the peoples praise you.
May the nations be glad and sing for joy, for you rule the peoples justly, and guide the nations of the earth.
May the peoples praise you, O God. May all the peoples praise you. Then the land will yield its harvest, and God, our God, will bless us. God will bless us, and all the ends of the earth will fear him.
Is our custom on Mother's Day, Mothering Sunday, we come to the celebration of Holy Communion. This wonderful part of our worship when we do this in remembrance of Jesus, because
That's what he told us to do. He said, do this in remembrance of me. So we begin our celebration of communion by singing our little communion hymn, which is 255 in the red. You can follow it on the screen. We stand and we sing this little hymn to God's glory.
Almighty God, unto whom all hearts be open, all desires known, and from whom no secrets are hid, cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of thy Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love thee and worthily magnify thy holy name. Through Christ our Lord. Amen.
We continue in prayer. We do not presume to come to this thy table, O merciful Lord, trusting in our own righteousness, but in thy manifold and great mercies. We are not worthy so much as to gather up the crumbs under thy table, but thou art the same Lord, whose property is always to have mercy. Grant us therefore, gracious Lord, so to eat the body of our Saviour Jesus, which was broken for us, and to drink of his blood, which was shed for us, that our sinful bodies may be made clean by his body, and our souls washed through his most precious blood, that we may evermore dwell in him, and he in us. Amen.
Lord Jesus, on the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, take, eat, this is my body which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. In the same manner, he also took the cup after supper, saying, this cup is the new covenant in my blood. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death till he comes.
The elders would like to come and join me, please. You that do truly and earnestly repent of your sins and are in love and charity with your neighbors and intend to live a new life following the commandments of God and walking from henceforth in his holy ways, draw near with faith and take this holy sacrament to your comfort and present yourself in all humility before Almighty God. This is the body of the Lord Jesus Christ, broken for you to preserve you unto everlasting life. Take, eat, and be thankful. I want you to complete this well-known phrase or saying. Would you be free from your burden of sin? There's power in the blood. Power in the blood. This is the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. It was shed for you. Do this in remembrance of Him. Thank you. Let us pray. May Almighty God be gracious to us and bless us, and make his face to shine upon us, that his ways may be known on earth, and his salvation among the nations. Amen. Our special music this morning is designated as Dustin Helm, but as it's Mother's Day, I have a feeling that he's got his mum with him. Thank you, Dustin.
Try something a little different this morning. I haven't played a lot of mandolin. It fingers the same as a violin, so that part's the easy part, but I'm still kind of learning to strum. So bear with me, we'll give it a try. We're going to play Come Thou Fount of Every Blessing.
For someone who doesn't play a lot of mandolin, he didn't do so badly, did he? Thank you so much, Dustin, and thank you, Sandra. That was beautiful. We appreciate it. Your gifts for the work of God in this church and throughout the world will now be received. Thank you. Gracious Lord, our Heavenly Father, we're ever thankful for your goodness to us. And so we come to you now, Lord, and we present these our gifts. They are but humble tokens of our gratitude, but we ask you, Father, to accept these gifts and to accept the givers, for we dedicate them all to the extension of your kingdom here on earth. For Jesus' sake, amen. The children will now be leaving for their Sunday school classes. That way. That way. Sorry. Sermon's pretty good if you want to stay. Once again we stand and we sing to the glory of God the hymn 561, We Gather Together. Come to our time of prayer, and I'm always trying to emphasize how important prayer is, how powerful your prayers are. We can kind of think through our church family here, and we can all think of members of our church family who are right at this very time in the need of prayer. Gordon Reed, Gordon's the one place that Gordon would love to be right now is right here. And when he's not here, there's something wrong. Irene Schultz has just had a hip operation, which she's been waiting for such a long time. And at long last, it's come to her. And she has had the operation, and hopefully she's going to get well and be back amongst us here. We could go on and we could name so many people who are in the need of prayer. You know people within your own personal families and ring of acquaintances who are in the need of prayer. And you know, sometimes we get to the point where we say, well, all you can do is pray. Wow, all you can do is pray. That's the best you can do for someone, to pray. Before I start our pastoral prayer, I just want to read something to you that was given to me. It's called A Mother's Prayer. It's not really a prayer, it's more a statement of fact, but I want to read it to you. Now I lay me down to sleep, so tired I could nearly weep. I dare not die before I wake, for tomorrow I must bake. If I wake before I die, I'll make biscuits and a pie, cookies, tarts and a cake. Oh dear, no wonder I'm awake. How many can relate to that one? At last my head stays on the pillow, like a weary weeping willow. As thoughts of meals go flitting by, I know I'll wake before I die. And that's the little mother's prayer. Let us bow our heads and join together in our pastoral prayer. Almighty God, our gracious Father, you have prepared for those who love you such good things, things that pass all understanding. Pour into our hearts such love toward you that we, loving you above all things, may obtain your promises, which exceed all that we can desire. Loving Father, our Lord Jesus has promised that the Spirit of truth will come and guide us into all truth. And today, as we gather in this holy place, we pray together for the fulfillment of your promise. Gracious Lord, we gather with grateful hearts, remembering all that you have taught us through word, deed, faith, trust, and obedience. And as we struggle to follow your example in all things, Father, we place our hand in yours, that we may be encouraged, strengthened, and guided through the many ups and downs of life, sometimes failing, sometimes succeeding, but in your strength, Lord, always persevering. Lord God, we do not always find it easy to confess our helplessness and our need. But thankfully, Father, you know us inside out. You know how we have avoided those tasks which we ought to have completed and those that which we have not yet even begun. Those people we have sidestepped as we get on with our busy lives and all of the things that keep us busy. Father, we ask you to forgive us. And in being forgiven, we ask you to teach us to be forgiving to others. We thank you, Father, that despite our unfaithfulness, you never leave us or forsake us. And we ask you now, Lord, to renew our pardon in Christ's name. Almighty God, in Jesus the old is made new. The impossible becomes possible, and sinners are given a future with hope. We remember now, Lord, those who have given up on hope due to crises in their lives, to addictions, to sicknesses, and to other sufferings. We pray that your Holy Spirit may come alongside of them, refreshing, renewing, turning lives upside down, and breathing new life into them. And now, Father, in the silence of our hearts, we bring before you those who we know of and those whom we care for who suffer at this time. We pray in silence. Gracious Holy Spirit, always renewing and always refreshing, we ask you to take us from where we are to where we ought to be, from whom we are to who we ought to be. Lift us out of our comfort zones and challenge us to be your disciples as we prepare to go forward into a new week. May we be channels of your blessed peace. And may your love touch the hearts and lives of those whom we meet as we seek to lift high the name of Jesus Christ and as we seek to bring honor and glory to your wonderful name. We pray, Father, in the name of Jesus and for his sake. Amen. We listen now to the word of the Lord.
Morning. The gospel today is taken from John chapter 14, verses 23 to 29. Jesus replied, If anyone loves me, he will obey my teaching. My Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our home with him. He who does not love me will not obey my teaching. These words you hear are not my own. They belong to the Father who sent me. All this I have spoken while still with you. But the Counselor, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you all things and will remind you of everything I have said to you. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not be afraid. You heard me say, I am going away, and I am coming back to you. If you love me, you would be glad that I am going to the Father, for the Father is greater than I. I have told you now before it happens, so that when it does happen, you will believe. And the epistle is taken from Acts chapter 16, verses 9 to 15. During the night, Paul had a vision of a man of Macedonia standing by, begging him, "Come over to Macedonia and help us." After Paul had seen the vision, we got ready at once to leave for Macedonia, concluding that God had called us to preach the gospel to them. From Troas, we put to sea and sailed straight for Samothrace, and the next day to Neapolis. And from there we traveled to Philippi, a Roman colony and leading city of that district of Macedonia, and we stayed there for several days. On the Sabbath, we went outside to the city to the city gate to the river, where we expected to find a place of prayer. We sat down and began to speak to the women who had gathered there. One of those listening was a woman named Lydia, a dealer of the purple cloth from the city of Thyatira, who was a worshiper of God. The Lord opened her heart to respond to Paul's message. When she and the members of her household were baptized, she invited us to her home. "If you consider me a believer in the Lord," she said, "come and stay at my house," and she persuaded us.
Thank you to Janet for reading from the scriptures for us. We stand again and we sing to the glory of God, hymn 487, Peace, Perfect Peace.
Whispers.
Would you pray with me, please? And now may the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be perfectly acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Today, in addition to being Mother's Day, you've probably gathered this already, but in our lectionary readings, one of the themes of today is peace, inner peace. And so the preacher has to juggle between the lectionary and Mother's Day. Mother's Day is not an official day on the church calendar. But I feel sorry for any preacher who misses Mother's Day on this particular Sunday. So you've got to try and combine the two. I want to start here with a story from Dr. Billy Graham. Dr. Billy Graham says this is one of his favourite stories, and it's to do with Mother's Day. And he tells us that the husband had been very preoccupied with his work and had not been very much attention to his very busy and very harassed wife. Surely not. It was almost Mother's Day, and he was thinking about Mother's Day and he was feeling very guilty. So he decided that he would stop on the way home from work. He would pick up a nice box of chocolates and some flowers and he would surprise her. So this he does. He walks up to the door, flowers and chocolates at the ready, and he rings the doorbell. And as she opens the door, he bursts into song. I love you truly, truly dear. Now I don't know that song. Some of you may know it. But he sings this song on the doorstep. And she instantly starts crying. Great big old tears just streaming down her face. She sobs, oh, Harry, everything has gone wrong today. We had a leak in the plumbing, the kids were terrible, the house is a wreck, and now you come home drunk. Gentlemen, prepare your surprises very carefully. Question comes up, who should we honour on Mother's Day? It kind of seems pretty obvious, but is it? The worship committee of one church was discussing what to do to recognise Mother's Day. And after deliberating, they decided to give a rose to the oldest mother in the congregation. But wait a bit, what about the mother who has the most children and grandchildren? So they decided they would get a rose also. Then they decided that at the beginning of the service they would have all the mothers stand up. But someone on the committee had a concern. What about Miss Smith? She has never had any children of her own, but she's been a school teacher all of her life. And she's taught in our Sunday school for over 30 years. She's like a mother to all of us. We ought to recognise her on Mother's Day. And what about the other people in our congregation who might not be our mother? Our mother may have long gone, but my word, how she has been a mother to us. And when you think about all of these suggestions that came up, they all make sense, don't they? Who should we honour on Mother's Day? Of course we honour our mothers. But look at all of the other people who've touched our lives, all of the other caregivers. Everyone, we really have a day, we should have a day to honour everybody who's touched our lives in this way. They mean so much to us. In our lectionary reading from the Gospel today, from John, Christ says, "Peace I leave with you." Did a mother ever want peace in her life? I wonder. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give you. I do not give you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled. And do not be afraid. I think it's interesting in this text that Jesus says, my peace I give you. My peace I give you. And then he goes on to say, I do not give you as the world gives. Have you ever wondered what Jesus means by that? Did you ever think it through and try to work out what's Jesus meaning here? The world gives peace through the strict enforcement of law and order. Law and order is the only way for society and people to experience peace, and it is kept by the aggressive application of force. That is the only way that the world can bring about peace. But Jesus says this is not the way that he gives peace. This is the way that Jesus will bring you peace. Jesus says if you obey his word, and if you love others as he loves you, he promises that he, the Father, and the Holy Spirit will come to you and make a home with you, right in your heart. Not by force, but by your own free choice. The peace of the world is through strength and force. The peace of the Lord is through surrender and obedience and love of him. So when Jesus speaks these words, he wants his followers to have a sense of inner peace when he is physically not going to be with them any longer. He speaks these words when they're having the Last Supper. This is just before he's going to be crucified. He didn't want them to be afraid, because he knew that he was sending them out into a hostile world in which they would know of very little outward peace. What happened to the disciples? If we take a look at Hebrews chapter 11 and verses 35 through 38, we'll read about some of the things that the heroes of the faith endured outwardly. Yet still inside they knew of Christ's inner peace. Listen to this. Some were tortured, refusing to accept release. Others suffered mocking and flogging, and even chains and imprisonment. They were stoned. They were sawn in two. They were killed with the sword. They went about in skins of sheep and goats, destitute, afflicted and mistreated. Wandering about in deserts and mountains and in dens and caves of the earth. And yet, we are told that they knew of peace in their hearts. Wow! People who belong to the Lord Jesus Christ are richly blessed with his inner peace, and they are able to endure many outward sufferings. And I draw your attention to these things, not only because it's within the text of our scripture today, because it explains to some extent the power that mothers have to endure what their own children put them through. Whoa, you know what I'm talking about. You've all been there. The role of a mother is the one job that requires an abundance of peace, that inner peace that Jesus talks about. Mothers are teachers, disciplinarians, cleaning ladies, gardeners, mowers of lawns, bakers of cookies and all kinds of other things, window washers, nurses, psychologists, counselors, chauffeurs, coaches, developers of personalities, molders of vocabularies, shapers of attitudes. And mothers are soft voices saying, I love you. And mothers are a child's first impression of the presence of God. Mothers are all of these things and so very much more. Jesus says to his followers, then and now, I will not leave you as orphans. I will come to you. Another translation has Jesus saying here, I will not leave you comfortless. Whichever way you read it, whichever translation you like, to me, they all sound like Mother's Day quotes. And I don't want to sound like I'm overgeneralizing here, but when most of us think of being comforted, do we think of Mom or do we think of Dad? A survey asked boys whom they would most likely confide in if they had a problem. Of all the boys surveyed, 23%, around about 23%, said that they would confide in Father. The remaining 77% said they would confide in their Mom. I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you, says Jesus. Come unto me, says Jesus, and I will give you rest. I will give you comfort. The question of the day is, exactly what is Jesus promising here? And whatever it is he's promising, will he deliver? We are richly blessed in the knowledge that Jesus has never, ever failed to deliver on any of his promises recorded in this book, the Holy Word, the Bible. I will come to you, says Jesus. There is no greater gift that we can give to anyone than our presence with them. Being there for them and with them. It means so much more than letters or emails or phone calls. It's difficult to express your love for someone you hardly ever see. Susie Parker writes that according to some studies, 75% of us live within minutes of at least one parent or grandparent. 23% of us are within hours of a parent or grandparent. And only 2% of us need to drive for days to see them. So we ask the question, why is it that so many see their parents and grandparents so seldom? Nothing says I love you like being there. And if parents or grandparents were asked, what is your dearest wish for Mother's Day, Father's Day, or any day of the year, it would be to have their kids or their grandkids visit them, to come and spend some time with them. In the majority of cases, it is our parents who are there for us, who've always been there for us, no matter what our own personal circumstances may have been. Carol Doi, a third generation Japanese American, was born in one of those internment camps that were set up in World War II in the USA to house the Japanese who were living in the USA. You know, because of the Japanese involvement in World War II, they took all of the Japanese citizens living in the States and they put them in internment camps. Carol Doi was born in one of these camps. Some years later, she married a man who also spent time in those camps. Together, they married, they had a baby girl who was born with her feet turned in towards so that the toes were facing each other. I forget what the technical term for that. Anyway, this little baby girl, this is where she was born. And Carol Doi, the mom, she was determined that she was going to do whatever she needed to do to help her child to walk properly. To walk properly. You wouldn't believe what this child achieved. After many years of sacrifice by Carol, her daughter, Christy Yamaguchi, in 1992 took the gold medal for the USA in figure skating. And if you think you recognize that face, many of us know her better for her dancing on Dancing with the Stars, when she danced with Mark Ballas and she won season 6, Dancing with the Stars. This is the baby who started life and they were worried that she would even walk. But her mom was determined and she persevered and she went through all of the exercises and operations and all the stuff that they had to go through. She was with her and she got into ice skating and she was there early morning practices. This is the baby who started life in that way. Wow! I trust Christy Yamaguchi will be spending some time today with her mom. Because I live, you shall live also, Jesus promises. He promises you, he promises each of us. Question, are you alive in Christ's spirit? Does Christ live within you? Because that is how you achieve inner peace. The inner peace that Jesus died that you might have. You get his peace by having him dwell within you. Pastor Walter Wangeren, and I may be pronouncing the man's name wrong, probably am. He is professor of writing and theology at Valparaiso University, Indiana. He tells a great story of how his mom helped him to find God. He said for a long time he thought that he was the only person in his church that couldn't see Jesus. His mother took him to church every week, and he could see the joy and the peace that radiated in the faces of all the church members. And he wanted to meet Jesus. He wanted to meet this Jesus that everybody talked about because he wanted to have that joy that they all seemed to have. So little Walter set out on a quest to find Jesus. He searched everywhere that he could think of inside of his church. He checked the Sunday school room. He crawled underneath all of the pews, and he couldn't find Jesus anywhere. He even poked his head in the pastor's study. Not there. He sneaked up to the pulpit, looked underneath and around about, all to no avail. Finally, there was only one room left in the whole church building that he had never been in, and he concluded that Jesus must be in there. He'd never been in the ladies' washroom. So that Sunday, little Walter worked up the courage, and he sneaked into the ladies' room, and he checked all of the stalls, and Jesus wasn't there. So he slipped back into the sanctuary just as Holy Communion was being served. Normally, he paid very little attention to this sacred ritual. But this time, he looked around and he noticed how peaceful and happy his mother looked after eating the bread and drinking the juice. So he leaned in close to her, sensing that she might have the answer to this quest. "Mum," he said, "what is that?" She tried to detract him because she was absorbed in the moment. But he persisted. "Mum," he said, "what is that? And what is that smell?" Finally, she relented and she turned to him and she says, "Oh, son," she says, "that is Jesus. It's Jesus inside of me." And little Walter finally understood a tiny piece of the mystery. Jesus wasn't lost. Jesus was living inside of his mom. And there are many, many people in this world who found Jesus because he was living inside of their mom or their dad or their grandparents or some other influential adult in their lives. That's how we normally come to Christ. We come through the influence of someone close to us, someone that we admire, someone that we respect, someone we look up to. So the question for every mother this day, and indeed the question for each and every single one of us, would a child sense Jesus living in your life? Could a young person find faith in your witness, in what they see of you, in the way you live your life, the way you go about everyday living? Because you see, what we want for our children and what we want for our grandchildren is the same thing that Jesus wanted for his disciples. A peace that the world cannot take away. We honour our mothers this day. But more importantly, we honour God, who is a loving and ever-present parent with us, ever giving to us the power and the strength to have peace, despite whatever the world may throw at us. And because He lives, we live. And for this we say, thanks be to God. Amen. We come to our closing hymns. First hymn we sing is a very well known and old gospel hymn, which you'll see on the screen, "Will Your Anchor Hold in the Storms of Life." We stand and we sing to God's glory. also want to just add before we close the service that many of us whose mums have passed on, we remember her this day and we honour her in our hearts and in her minds. And now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all and all whom we love this day and forevermore. Thank you.